Sportsnet 650.
All the times around Carl Robinson, I've always thought I can pick his lineup. It's been difficult. He joins us now. How are you, boss?
I'm very well, thank you. Good to hear from you.
I have no clue about your lineup anymore. I used to think I could have a read on you.
Yeah.
How difficult has it been to balance everything over the last 3 or 4 weeks due to the competition and due because I know you always look what's ahead? How much has that been in play with what you've put out on the field?
It's not been difficult. It's actually been a nice problem because it shows the depth of my squad that I've been able to rotate without, you know, usually you look at teams and you say, well, that's their starting 11. You know, we knew Portland were going to play that starting 11 barring Addy because he's been out. And, you know, give or take, that was them. With us, we've probably got a group of 18 players that, in different people's opinions, could be our best starting 11. So, you know, in the last 4 games, I have mixed it up. But there was various reasons for that as well. You know, there were some players unable to play on Sunday due to picking up injuries. There's some that I wanted to give a rest. I wanted to look at Noza in midfield, who I thought was terrific. So, you know, there's various reasons that go into any decision that I make. And the reason is we are where we are because of the squad. So I will continue doing that. But now it comes down to playoff football. Now I will pick my best lineup that is fit and healthy and sharp.
Carl, can you take us into the decision to play Marinović instead of David Oosted?
Yeah, just, you know, obviously I've got a fantastic goalkeeping coach here in Stuart Kerr, who, since he's come in the preseason, has been excellent, not just with the keepers, but with me as well. You know, I've learned so much from goalkeeping, which I didn't really know too much about. And bringing Steph in halfway through the year was important because Paolo was a great servant for us, he wanted to go back to Italy, and we allowed him to do that. And I wanted to bring in competition for David, and Steph, since he's been in, has been excellent. You know, he's been pushing David, and David's had to up his game as well. David's been really strong this season. But in the game Steph played, you know, he's come up big for us. So based upon that and, you know, form in training, we made the decision to go with Steph.
Do you know you're starting 11 for Wednesday right now?
I do, yeah.
Want to share it with us? That'd be great.
I haven't told the team yet, Perry, so good try, though. I can't tell you before
no,
I tell the team.
And listen, I mean, we've debated it in our office, and I, you know, I wasn't surprised because I think a lot of people, Carl, thought that game against San Jose here was you're going to be your best 11, who's in form, and that's when you had to win it. Yesterday, yep. I think you had to go, what if we might be playing on Wednesday?
Yeah.
What I
can say to you is there'll be players that play on Wednesday that didn't play on Sunday. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out that, because I had to pre-plan as well. And I've done it all season. You know, when we go to Orlando away and I make 8 changes and play Marcel De Jong in midfield, people say I'm crazy and we get the results. So I'm always pretty well prepared. I was prepared on Sunday because I felt I could put a team out that would go and get a result, and we just fell short of it. But I'm also prepared now for Wednesday.
But you also know that at some point, you know what you're going to get in Freddie. You know what you're going to get. That one position where sometimes you wonder, and probably Stefan, you know, should have done better in that first goal, you have that mistake. So I think that's where a lot of people go, I wonder what he'll react with.
No, listen, I'm pretty safe and set on those decisions. You know, Freddie's fit, Freddie plays. It's pretty simple with that. Freddie picked up a knock, so that's not in question. Obviously, the goalkeepers, I'll talk to them tomorrow. But, you know, I'm very happy with Stefan. I thought he played very well, barring maybe he could have caught the ball or palmed out the ball, but we didn't react to the second phase anyway. But, you know, little errors, when they do happen, it's important you support people, and I certainly will do that.
Carl, your team has struggled in the last 3. You've picked up 1 out of a possible 9 points. How do you turn this around in time for Wednesday?
Well, listen, that's the season's gone. And I spoke to the guys after the game. I said, you know, the season didn't come down to one last game. I know people built it up as if it did. It was the body of work of 34 games. And I knew, and we knew, when you look at the whole schedule, the last 5 games with 4 away at Seattle, KC, Red Bulls and Portland, and the 1 San Jose game, was going to be very difficult for us. Because we had 4 home games prior to that where we played Salt Lake, Minnesota, Columbus and Colorado. And we picked up 10 points out of that. And the reason why we're sitting in third is because of our home form and how well we played at home. We go to KC, we pick up an unbelievable result. The keeper does wonders for us. And then we you know, flutter a bit at San Jose at home in a game which we should have won 3 or 4 nil, and we didn't. We went to sleep and they scored. So the 4 points out the last four games or whatever, no, it's not great, but that's got us into third position. So that's a positive. I know we couldn't finish the job off to try and finish as number one seed, but we fell short by 1 point. But think of the body of work. It's been a great season for the guys. Now I want them to go and have fun and enjoy it. And little details and little mental errors are going to be whether we get through this game or not, because playoff football unfortunately throws up lots of surprises, and we got to make sure that we're on the good end of the surprise.
The surprise was Nosa yesterday, but watching him play, I know you would go, hey, his pedigree and his resume, he can play at this league, and I think he showed that yesterday. Does that just allow you that body as you continue to go on, knowing that at least he has minutes under his belt now?
Yeah, definitely. It was a risk yesterday playing him in such a big game and an important game. And in the week leading up to Portland, he trained really, really well. And he said to me, boss, I'm ready. And he was ready. And I felt he was ready. And based upon that, I threw him into the lineup. And he certainly didn't let me down. He brought something different to what we've got in Tony and Ali and Rusty. And he was calm on the ball. He was physical when he needed to be. He was smart. His footballing decisions were correct. And, you know, I was really excited with how he played, you know, even though it was only 70 minutes and he got tired towards the end.
You mentioned Freddie Montero picked up a knock in practice. Is he able to play a full 90 if necessary?
Well, we'll see. Again, I didn't want to take the risk. It was one of them decisions. If that was going to be my last game on Sunday, then Freddie would have started. But because it wasn't going to be my last game, and it was whether it's going to be Wednesday or Sunday, then I had to make the sensible decision as a manager, and I did by leaving him out. And if need be, and I wanted him to come on, then he would come on, and he did. And he had no effects when he came on for 25 minutes or 30 minutes, but sometimes adrenaline carries you through. So we've seen him today. He seems fine today. We'll check how he is tomorrow. But, you know, we need Freddie fit and rearing to go. And if he is, then obviously we've got a better chance of winning the game.
Because of what you've done with this group, you should be in consideration for MLS Coach of the Year, but you're coaching Canada, so you won't get that award. But you tell me what you've learned this year and another year of coaching.
Well, I've learned a lot. I try and learn things every day, as you know, Perry, and I try, you know, not just the good things, but the bad things as well, and things you can control and things you can't control. And, you know, there's no point getting caught up in things that you can't control. And I've learned not to do that. And I've learned to put my focus in on my players individually and collectively. And all I can do is, and me and my staff, is get the best out of the group of players I've got. And yes, we lack certain things. We know that. But they leave everything on the field, you know, and I ask them to come to work every day with a smile on their face and give me everything they've got. And for 34 games, they've done that to a man. And I won't fault him in everything. And if we come up a little bit short, then, you know, that's because we haven't got the quality. But from the effort, the determination, the hard work and all of that lot, they've been a privilege to work with. So it's important I do that. I've done that with my coaches, but it's important we evolve as a football club as well. So at the end of the season, there will be some difficult decisions to be made because, you know, you reset at the end of the year and the new season begins. So you need some freshness in certain areas. And I will continue to make decisions based upon trying to get the team better and the squad better. And if I do that and it upsets people, sorry, I'm really sorry, but it's unfortunate the way professional sports is, but I'll do it the right way.
Mayor Gregor Robertson claiming that Robson Street is now called Whitecaps Way. Did you not talk to the PR people and just say change it to Robinson Street? Simple enough. What's Nathan doing there?
I don't know. If you can find him, keep him away from me. I've seen enough of him in the last few days anyway.
Gaffer, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Sportsnet 650.